While I agree with the court's decision to lift the stay that it previously issued in this case, I do not agree that this matter should be dismissed as improvidently granted. There is a conflict here between the Federal Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, known as EMTALA, and Idaho state law. In a nutshell, EMTALA requires hospitals to provide stabilizing treatment for patients experiencing medical emergencies. There are certain circumstances in which an abortion is the only way to stabilize a patient. So, in those circumstances, the only way to comply with federal law is to provide that treatment. But Idaho state law prohibits abortions unless they are necessary to prevent a patient's death. No one disputes that this conflict between state and federal law is a narrow one. But for those it affects, it is very significant. At bottom, the conflict is about whether a pregnant patient at risk of losing her uterus or going into organ failure or suffering any other kind of serious but not life-threatening risk to her health or future fertility is entitled to emergency medical treatment. The federal government mandates such treatment, while Idaho prohibits it if it involves providing an abortion. Therefore, under the Supremacy Clause of our Constitution, Idaho's law must yield. 5 months ago, after a district court preliminarily enjoined Idaho's law on that basis, this court intervened. We stayed the district court's injunction, allowing Idaho to enforce its law, despite the clear conflict with EMTALA. At the same time, we granted certiorari before judgment, moving this matter onto our merits docket. And today, we lift the stay and dismiss the matter from our docket without pronouncing any judgment. In my view, this court should have taken this opportunity to make a clear pronouncement regarding federal preemption. We granted cert and heard argument. We have had ample time to consider the issues. The parties were well represented on both sides, and dozens of amici have weighed in. There is nothing about the core conflict in this case that has materially changed or shifted since we granted cert. And the court should have ruled in order to clear up any uncertainty that remains about whether pregnant patients experiencing emergency medical conditions in Idaho can have those conditions treated consistent with the standard of care. Not doing anything is problematic for several reasons, including that we have already seen the fallout from Idaho's interference with the federal mandate. The threat of prosecution under Idaho's law for providing an abortion to a patient experiencing an emergency medical condition has led to a dramatic increase in the transfer of pregnant patients in distress to medical facilities in other states, which is precisely the harm that EMTALA was enacted to prevent. Instead of viewing today's dismissal as a victory for pregnant patients in Idaho, I see it as a harmful delay. No, this court has not adopted Idaho's far-fetched theories about how its law can coexist with EMTALA, but the court has not rejected Idaho's arguments either. Meanwhile, as this court dawdles and the country waits, pregnant people in emergency situations in that state and elsewhere are paying the price, because their doctors have been kept in the dark about what the law actually requires. This court had a chance to bring clarity and certainty to this tragic situation, and we have squandered it. We owe pregnant patients and their doctors the answer to the straightforward preemption question presented in this case. I respectfully dissent to the dismissal of this matter because we should have provided that answer today.